Blog Talk Radio.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your freakum dress. I don't know why it is,
yeah,
but it is.
Baby.
Hi, Ginger.
Woots. I'm here. I don't know for how long, but I am here.
Well, good. I'm glad. I didn't want to do all this by myself.
Me too.
Oh, hello, ladies.
Woot, Corey's here too.
Hello.
No. We were having a bit of technical difficulties before the show. Ginger's got storms going on, and then Corey had some crap to do, and it was just me, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Girl, every time it'd come back up, I was, like, trying to get everything done, and, like, yeah, it was a little nuts.
Man, no. It's Tuesday, right? Are you guys in my live thing yet? My join me thing yet?
Oh, I is not B. I was on my way.
Because I am very excited that I'm doing this. I've never done this before.
Let me see.
Hold on, let me make sure I got nothing
naughty
yet.
I can't find it. You're going to have to paste it again because I don't know where. Oh, no, there it is over there. Wait a minute. No, it's not.
Hold on, Pussy. Should I post it in the chat board or the chat room too?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. For those of you that don't know, we do this little thing where, you know what, I should introduce the show. Anyway, I forgot to do that, and then I'll go with that little spiel. It's Tuesday. It's August 14th, 2012. We're Gamer Girls Radio, and since it is Tuesday, that means it's time for Pixinista. We are your favorite bitchy pixel fashionistas, and we are so proud to be bitchy. I'm telling you, so proud. Yes. Should I not be on the screen?
Are you showing your goodies?
No, there's no goodies on the screen, I swear.
No. Oh, hello, back into the board.
Yeah, that's what I was asking on Switch. Okay, so.
Wow.
I just was asking, I've never done this, anyway. What was I saying? Oh, yes. I'm Snow White. You know, I totally know what I'm doing at all times. We also have Corey/Dominatrix up in the hizzle. Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ginger and I are having a discussion that we're going to talk about later.
Uh-oh.
You're about to get cut.
Am I in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble.
No.
All right, so.
Wait, I'm not done. We also have Ginger up in the hizzle.
Yay, it's me.
And as I was saying before I forgot to introduce the show, we have this thing called Join Me where you can actually see our screens of things that we're talking about. Right now it's my screen, and I'm a little nervous because I've never done it, so be nice to me. Be gentle with me. It's my first time. And
she doesn't want it gentle. Don't let her know that.
I don't want it gentle at all. Me is
hard
and rough and spank me, choke me, pull my hair, you know. I forgot what I was talking about.
Spank me, pull my hair.
There you go. And, yes, you can join. You can actually see what we're talking about because it's not as much fun if we're just jabbering on about something. You're like, what the fuck are they talking about? And now you can know.
Mm-hmm. Now you can know, yes.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe. Okay, I'm done.
All kinds of out of order, man.
That's hilarious.
First, I must talk about our newest fashion designer. Miss Ginger Rocks.
Oh, you know what? She showed me her mess shirt.
Did you see the dress?
I saw the shirt, and I must say that it actually looks pretty good.
She didn't show me the shirts. Why don't I get to see the shirts?
Well, the shirt is actually cute.
Crashing.
Ginger.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, Ginger is our new fashion designer.
Can you pull it up? Can you pull it up? Show me the shirts.
You know what? It's in Second Life.
Oh,
you want
I
me
got
to open
pictures.
Up Second Life?
I got that. You could if you want to. You could rock it.
No, I don't really, because I don't want anybody to know my name. So.
Hold on.
I don't want you to know that avatar's name. That's like on the download.
She said she's going to send some shirts. She's going to send it to us.
Okay, good. But she actually, yeah, it was actually really, really cute. I like the design, the off-the-shoulder design, but I'm going to have to ask you to stop using pink. Just don't do pink. Just don't do pink.
Oh, no. I think we lost to Ginger.
Oh, no, we did? Crap.
Yes, we lost to Ginger. Oh, it was a horrible, horrible thing. congratulations to Ginger. And her new,
yes,
and her beautiful new design.
And for those of you, I think she's going to be putting stuff up on the marketplace soon. I'm going to give her a little plug since she's on here. Make sure you keep checking the marketplace for Ginger Ghost Star. She's got some stuff. She'll probably have it up on marketplace too.
She is most likely cussing. That's why I'm laughing, because I can hear it in my head. You know, the little high pitched.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on over there right about.
Damn it! Like,
yes. Yes, that high-pitched cussing. Oh, my God. That's why I'm laughing. I hear it in my head. God damn it, motherfucker. Like, it don't sound very threatening at all.
It really doesn't. It really, it sounds like she's just throwing a tantrum, right? Like,
it's kind of cute.
Like it's your six-year-old cousin that learned a bad word and doesn't know how to use it right. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, that's her favorite one. That really sounds cute and little. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a picture of her dress that she gave me earlier, so I'm gonna slide that into Snow's.
All right, let
escape.
Me pause it so I can pull it up without anybody seeing my info.
Why else they're going?
No, pause. Okay, thank you.
You tell it pause, bitch, pause. We are so ghetto tonight. I know I am, at least.
We are straight. Well, honey, you were busy right up until the show.
I
have me all flustered. You're like, can you do this? I'm like, oh, I've never done that before.
And you always take that as a compliment, because you know what? If I didn't think you could do it, I wouldn't ask you. I got it. Don't you ask. Don't you do nothing. I got
that
it.
Is true. That
go
is
ahead and go ahead and accept that lovely dress. You have to accept that in the sky.
Yeah, it did. And I'm waiting for it to download. It's very slow. Come on.
I may have to paste this to you by yourself. That girl is cussing. Oh, my God, Ginger, stop it.
I know. I can feel it. Oh, it's almost done, like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. It is a lovely dress, by the way, in case you all. I was
sure it was cute. It was just pink in the design kind of like hurt my eyes, so.
She has a thing for pink.
Oh, that is cute.
You see that? Is that not lovely?
Oh, my God. Okay, let me share. Sharing. Okay, that's the dress for those of you who are taking a peek at our Join Me, which is in the chat room, by the way. Just join our chat. You can click on that, and you can see where we're looking at it. This is a dress that was designed by Ginger Ghost Star. I love that.
She got some skills. I can't do dresses. I can't do any adult clothes, just baby shoes.
I like the asymmetry of it. I like that.
Yes, it is begging for some pink panties.
You know what? Actually, it's begging for like a nice white thong.
Oh, I concur. With maybe pink trim.
Oh, yeah, and like a little pink bow. Just give it a girly flair.
I likes it.
No pantyhose though, because you only need
ooh,
just a
ooh,
tiny little pair
fishnet.
Of panties. I don't know about no. I think just straight leg all the way down to a nice pair of baby pink pumps.
Big floppy pink hat.
Oh yes, that too. And with the big sunglasses.
Oh God, you know I love my girl.
I know you do. I know you do, girl.
You know,
oh, you gotta have the bangles.
Oh yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I love.
We're designing a whole outfit just by looking at this.
It's
and that, ladies and gentlemen, is how fashion is born. Okay, since I can't pull up and look at our show clock, you'll have to tell me what we're doing so I can flip the screen.
Yes.
Because I don't want people to be like, oh, I know her name now. I'm going to join her chat. You know, I don't want that.
Did I put some stuff? Did I share some stuff I wasn't supposed to share? It's been a long day, y'all. And it's going to be even worse tomorrow. And I can't even tell y'all tomorrow. I'm going to tell these girls after the show so they can fuss at me. Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Is this what I think it is?
What do you think it is? That's the question.
Girl, you know exactly what I'm thinking. You can feel it. I know you can.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Anyway, what's next on the show?
And you're crippled because you can't type to me in private.
I know. I just want to be like, you can hear me banging on the keyboard.
Just love you. I do.
We'll have a chat later. What's next?
A bad girl. Okay. Wait a minute. Oh, yes. Okay. So, of course, you know. Well, that was kind of, that kind of took the place of the app because I lost my app thing. It's been a busy day.
I've got apps.
You got a lovely new fashion app?
Well, I have got three.
Ooh, hot work.
What? Work. Okay. This one is called Trendable.
Really?
And the purpose of this one, I would love to have this, especially if you have a bunch of girlfriends like in different states or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. You take a picture of an outfit, you put in the information like the designer and the color and the location and all that, and you send it out to all your friends. So guess what? If you have a friend like over in this city who really loves this outfit, you can be like, check this crap out.
Send it over. That's bad. I shouldn't do that.
I mean, how awesome is that? I can think of so many uses for that. I really can. Oh, and imagine if you're trying to go to a party or a function.
Oh, this is it on the screen that you have.
Yes, right here. And imagine you're trying to go to a party or a function, right? And you're trying to make sure everyone is coordinated. Like maybe it's like some sort of wedding or some sort of function where people have to dress the same.
Like we so often do.
Yeah, which is really, I don't understand that. It's really annoying. But anyway, you can take pictures of outfits and be like, well, what about this one? Send it off.
What about this one? And what about this?
Send it off. So instead of everyone at one store at one time, you have everybody spread out. See?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. How do you spell that? Trendable. Look, I can't spell. I'm having some issues today. You all have a new idea.
It's actually spelled T-R-E, N as in Nancy, D as in dog. A, B as in boy, L as in love, Trendable. I think it's a fabulous idea. I mean, really.
Well, for weddings, real life and otherwise.
Yeah.
How about I just did some crazy stuff? Okay, but yeah, it's absolutely perfect. It will save you a lot of trouble. For those of you who have brides and stuff in other states, especially when you want everybody, say like it's a World of Warcraft dress, and maybe you designed this World of Warcraft dress and the bridesmaids' dresses to go with it, and you want the girls to see how it's supposed to look or the seamstress to see how it's supposed to look, this is what this app is for.
Absolutely.
I know some of you are saying, why would I have a World of Warcraft dress? But we are geeks, and that is how we roll.
Damn right. That is how we roll.
I know. When I get married, I'm going to need me a dress from City of Heroes. I'm going to get the whole spandex suit, shiny and all, damn it.
That is hot.
And I'm going to have my hands glowing, and I'm going to get some glow-in-the-dark contacts. Work!
Now, you know, if I ever do the whole wedding ceremony thing again, I'm going to have to go with, you know, this sounds so weird coming from me, because people who know me on the show, they don't really know this side of me, but I'm going to have to go with the whole soft and girly and the kind of, like, the flowy dress and the flowy belt.
Boo! I am throwing fireballs at you. Boo!
I love that kind of thing. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't help it.
Boo.
I'm kind of romantic. I can't help it.
Boo. Boo. Okay. Next, we're going to talk about is...
Wait.
What? Is it time? Is it time?
Not yet.
Oh, you got to pause. I got you.
No, we're going to go over here. See? See how I did that?
Oh, forgot. You got it. You had more apps.
Right. Yes, I got it.
Mulu,
which is, I think this one deserves more focus because not only can you recommend things to other people through this app, that if someone buys something through this app, you actually get a profit, but also, this is why it needs an extra boost. Let me scroll on down and show you. Right here. If somebody buys something that you recommended on Mulu, not only do you get money, but you also give money to a cause, a good cause. They'll help in Sudan. How awesome is that?
Mm-hmm. I can recommend all day long.
Seriously, if you want to make some money, go try this out and see if it works. I mean, what's it going to hurt? Seriously, all you're going to do is go there and show people your fashion sense. If people buy it, maybe you'll make some money. And they have other things other than health clinics in Sudan. They have Live Strong. They have Greenpeace, Rock the Vote. All of these great, 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 great causes to help the world out. And plus, you get money. Money, guys. Money. Hello?
Yes.
Holy. I love that. So Mulu, M-U-L-U. Might want to check that out. see if you can push that together. You'll have to watch the chat room, by the way.
I am.
Okay. Last one that I want to discuss is called Shop My Closet.
Oh, let me see it. Let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This is, well, it's actually, this is kind of where you can, basically, people put stuff they have up, like famous stars will put their stuff up here and things like that, and you can scroll through and you can buy different things from different people. Okay? Here we go right here. Jamie Goff, fashion and beauty blogger of Vogue and Vodka. She put stuff up here. You have a Buddha candle. I love that necklace. What is that?
What?
Oh,
that is geektacular. Doesn't it look like it should be laying against your chest
while
you have a pile of stuff? Oh, my God. Do you see the Superman down there?
I do. Check it out. And then you have, like, this whole...
Supergirl.
I know. And this is all stuff that people own, and you can actually buy it from actual people, not a store. So this is probably, some things are original, some things are heirloom, some things are probably from other countries. You never know. I mean, look at this stuff.
Oh my God, Becky.
How awesome is that?
Oh,
love it.
My God, Becky, look at that stuff.
It is so cool.
Oh, wow.
Man.
I have little creatures attacking me. I just want to share that with y'all.
But that necklace right there, I really want that. So anybody watching this and actually looking at my screen?
Look, I'm trying to scroll down. I'm like, scroll down, scroll down.
I want that
necklace.
You can
do this on, you can download it to your phone. You can download it to your phone, or is it a Facebook app? Oh, my God.
Oh, Corey.
Jesus H. Mother flipping Christ, that's lovely. Ah, oh, look at that Chanel purse. That's vintage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That is...
I'm loving that baby blue dress.
I am, too.
It is so pretty.
It screams Alice in Wonderland to me.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
With a flare. With a flare.
That is gorgeous.
So this is a Facebook app. It's an iPhone. What can we... How can we get...
I think this is an iPhone app. I'm not sure. It's either called Hip Swap or... what was it up here? What was it? I think it's called Hip Swap. Yeah, Hip Swap. Hip Swap.
No, shop my... Okay, so Hip...
That's something else. It's Hip Swap is the name.
What the hell just happened? Why do I hear stuff downloading? Is that you?
No.
Oh.
You can see what I'm doing. How to...
I'm trying to figure out why I'm hearing noises, okay? Yeah, I'm having a day. So they deliver only in L.A. and New York. What about Shop My Store?
I don't really know. I haven't actually peeked at that, though.
They do Droid. Look at the Droid icon. Droid, my closet.
Yep. That's awesome, though. Can you imagine buying something and being like, I got this from such and such star? That'd be...
I got this from Janet Jackson.
Man.
I won't be able to afford it. It'll be like, a piece of a ring.
be like a flake off of a stone. Like
Janet Jackson wore this in 2005.
Yeah.
In 1995,
I wonder how much of a knit slip outfit is going for, you think?
Girls, I don't think she's ever going to get rid of that. That's history in the making. Oh. I wouldn't get rid of it.
That's when the downfall of the Super Bowl halftime show started.
Yeah, so she's blamed for it. Why did Justin Timberlake... Why am I yawning? Justin Timberlake got off scot-free. He's the one that pulled the clothes.
I know. It's not like she was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to trick him and make him pull this off, and really my nipple's going to be hanging out.
Because when I stick my chest out, he is unable to to resist. He must
right?
pull it. All right. As usual, we're all off the topic. Yeah. Let me... You want to freeze so I can give you this link? I don't know if I put this in
frozen.
My clock. I think you can kind of let this run in the background while we discuss it.
Oh, wait, no. I think I have that one up already.
You do? Work.
The direct delivery fashion show thing?
Yes, work. Pixinies.
Oh, no,
wait a minute. No, it's not. That's not the direct delivery one.
Which one is this?
This is the temporary attack. Yeah, you know what it
oh,
is?
Oh, gotcha.
It is. It
temporary
is.
Teleport. Gotcha.
Or maybe it is.
I don't know. I don't know. It might be. Here, let me turn the sound down because it's going to be too loud.
I'm confused.
Okay, ready?
I'm confused.
Okay, and please don't blame me for all this crap on my screen other than this video. I don't know why it's there.
We can't really see much of anything else.
Okay.
Come on in,
okay,
Ginger. Poor Ginger.
Welcome back. All right. Ready?
Should be. Okay.
So for those of you that are watching, I'm about to hit the play on a YouTube video. So keep up.
All right.
Yay.
Okay. Yay, welcome back.
Yay, welcome back, Ginger May. This actually came out on the 31st, so it's a couple days old. And I happened to catch it and thought it was really interesting, per se, because of what it does. And it's something I was always wanting to be able to do in Second Life. And whereas it pertains to clothes, is excellent. So this allows you to create temporary objects for demo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how this works is, remember years ago, Snow, I was saying I wanted to create a way to let people try on clothes and demo them, but I was going to make it so they can rent it.
Yeah.
But I was going to have the texture change, so once their rental was up, it was going to say, rented, rental expired all over, yeah, like that. Well, this actually would make that possible without me having to go through all the hoops that I was going to go through, having to write code and try to get it
to work. Awesome.
Yeah. So, and of course, it also allows you to create teleportation points, which means somebody in the near future is probably going to create a portal game inside Second Life. I'm pretty sure of it. But this is what this does. I think it's brilliant. It says you can try on your outfits now or accessories before you purchase them, which is going to put a lot of people who make bad shit out of business. You all know.
Right?
If I could try it on and it don't look right.
You have no idea how pissed off I get whenever a picture looks banging.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put that shit on, you're like, what the? What is it? This hot mess I just put on my avatar.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-mm.
So I like the I love the idea of, so they said authors can also provide some they could do things via HUD. I mean, the applications for this are just pretty much endless. They're saying you can do on-screen notifications. Since it's a temporary attachment, you can push stuff to their screen. You don't have to have them get a HUD now. Remember, y'all know how this works. Usually, if you want to shop, you have to have HUD.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you go in, you want to keep up with the story, you have a HUD. Now it's as simple as you show up and bam, it's on your screen. It's showing up. I love this. We lost our Ginger again.
Oh man,
she's cussing again. Poor baby. But
I
she did
just leave. Went to get that snapshot she gave.
Well, you can still download the snapshot, but
okay.
But we're going to get in trouble. Oh,
I don't know. It says connecting. It ain't doing nothing.
Oh, God. We should have grabbed it before she left. I don't know if we're going to be able to grab it. She is not happy.
All right.
Well, she is not happy. Poor Ginger May. So that this application is just priceless.
Mm-hmm.
I think of all the things you can do. I love it. What do you think? What can you think of to do with this, clothing-wise?
God, can you? Oh, man. I cannot even fathom how awesome this will be. Because, especially with the new mesh outfits.
Oh, yes.
Especially
yes.
with the new mesh outfits. When you're looking at it and you're like, oh, God, that looks gorgeous. Maybe you have the different size mesh outfits all standing there. And you're like, well, I don't know which one's going to fit me. So instead of having to just buy something, you can click temporary. Can you imagine how much inventory space that would save too?
Because
I go into my inventory and I type the word demo and I have like 15 bajillion things come up that I forgot to take off. from like a huge shopping spree I had one day, and then it's like 15 bajillion demos and I have to go through and delete all of them.
Yeah,
so can you imagine how awesome that would be?
Well, God, see, you just hit the nail on the head. Now, for those who don't play Second Life, when you go to buy these things that you see people wearing, you have to try on a lot of shit. Not only that, but they charge you. This is also going to eliminate a lot of paying a dollar for demo when you can.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll eliminate
it. That's kind of lame. I mean,
make money.
That's another one of my gripes. It really is. You're really going to charge me to try on your product and then charge me again to buy your product.
I would like it. I don't mind paying one time, but you have to pay for each and every one of the motherfuckers that you try on, which by the time you're done, you can't afford to buy the one you like because you have to try
on. Especially when you're in a hair shop.
Yes. So now, if you want to charge, and I'm assuming that this will allow this to work this way, if you say $1 and I can try on anything I want in the store, I know it cuts their profits in half. I understand that people that make stuff. Really, I do. But I don't – actually, you know what? I don't have any demos. But now that this is about, I may just have demos, and I may just charge $1 for it. $1 would be fine. $1 for the whole thing, you know, one time would be fine.
I think I would agree with that a little more, but yeah, if a whole, like, I am kind of a hair whore. Like, I love hair.
Hair whore.
I really am. I have so many hair, so many different types of hairs, and I can't even wear half of them based on my RP and my sim. But anyway, so I have all these hairs, and I go to buy them, and I go, you know, try out different shops other than my normal favorite ones, which is Truth, of course, and I like De La now because they have some awesome mesh hair. Catwa looks okay. Some of them are all right. Some of them are not.
Okay, you say those for the end. Tell us about it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Anyway, back to my story. oh, are they? Oh, yeah. But trying to have to pay $1 for every single demo and every single store I visit, that gets freaking expensive.
Yeah, I've run up about a bill probably around 200 lindens, which is, think about the hair itself costs 200 lindens, one hair. So, yeah, that's a lot of cash to waste. And then once you finally buy it, have you ever had this happen to you? You buy it and then you pick the wrong color.
Oh, my God, yes.
So I think this would eliminate that, too. You know, hopefully I pay attention. Okay, I have on this red one, and it came from this mannequin. I want the black one. It's the one next to it. Let me try it on, and let me make sure I click it. Or even, I don't know if it's going to allow this where you can, once you have it on, why can't I just click it and keep it on?
Yeah.
You know, I have, you know, so many seconds to say I want it, and then I can click it. It's mine, and I leave.
I just had my picture, my Skype open, and I didn't pause the damn thing. Okay, go ahead.
Ooh.
Oopsie. Hopefully no one saw that.
Ooh. You a dirty, dirty girl.
I am a dirty girl.
Oh, you're a dirty, dirty
girl. I think Ginger's back, by the way.
Is she?
Yeah.
Did we get another? Well, I don't know if she's back, but we picked up a couple more people. Hello, viewer.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, new people in the chat room. Oh, that's Joe. Hey, Joe.
Remember, guys, you can actually log in to the chat so you can chat with us. And also, I will repost. Let me pause that really quickly. I'm going to repost the URL to get it into the Join Me thing so you can see my screen. This is the most I've shared with you guys, so there you go.
Oh!
That is not what I meant to do. Dude.
Dirty, dirty wench.
That was the one you gave me. That wasn't dirty. There. That's the one I meant to do.
Why is Justin Bieber on your screen is my question.
I have no idea. I really don't, and it's kind of freaking me out. But, yeah, that's the thing. You can actually look at my screen while we're talking, and let me figure out where the hell I was. What are we talking about next? So I can go ahead and get on that.
Okay. Now we're going to move to the attachment chip, because this is another, we can call it app-esque thing that has happened in Second Life that we have not really mentioned. I think we mentioned when it first came out, we kind of ran across it. But
is this the one where the other one?
The fashion show.
Okay, yeah, I've got that one up. Hold on. Let me find it.
Yeah, go ahead and round that up.
Okay, let me go ahead and start it. And hold on, let me press play.
Now, again, for those of you who do not know, before this invention, this is what it looks like in Second Life when you'd buy clothes and things. And if you were lazy like me, developer, designer, you would just stick the stuff in a box like that. They'd have to wear it, click it, and then to get their clothes out. Second Life released a new, I don't know if it's, well, I guess it's an application that basically you can just buy it from the marketplace or somewhere, and it just comes, it shows up in a folder already unpacked. You right click, you wear it. That's pretty much it.
I also wanted to point out that it's not exactly as magical as you're seeing here, just so you know.
Yeah, you still have to click stuff. You don't walk through something and have it on.
You
really don't.
And that would be awesome if you could, though. But it is actually so much better, because I know, and sometimes even still, not every store uses this particular direct delivery thing. Like, you get in your received items folder, and then you put it in your main inventory. Not every store does that, so sometimes I still get the objects, and I go to try to drag it on the ground, and for some reason my mouse double clicks. I guess I'm just really good at moving my fingers. I don't know. But so my mouse double clicks, and then I end up with a box on my head. I'm like, oh, crap. There goes my hair. I got to find my hair again, take this box off, do it all over again, blah, blah, blah. So direct delivery, very nice, very nice.
I think a lot of stores, at least for me, like I went to look at direct delivery because, you know, with the shoes, I said it would be nice if I could throw some of them up on the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I could keep a larger stock because our store is very small. as you well know. Mm-hmm. By the way, we still have space for you, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. I'll try to get some, shapes?
Yeah, that's what you were supposed to be making. So I was going to try direct delivery, but it is extremely complicated to figure out how to use. I was like, this is, and you know, I am a complicated thinker. Maybe
I think
you know
I have a tutorial on here.
You know what it probably is? It's easy to use. That's why I can't understand it. My brain is backwards. The complicated stuff is simple. I catch on really quickly. And the other stuff, when it's easy to use, my brain is like, this can't be this easy. We have to overthink it. Like, way overthink it. So, I am not, I can't breathe.
You all right?
Yes, now I'm good.
Are you sure?
I believe I am. Okay. Whew. Relax, relate, release. All right.
Oh, I had something funny to show you.
Uh-oh.
Before we move on, this is totally random, but you know those faces we were talking about? With the weird lips and the teeth poking through and the skin and the kind of squinty eyes.
My eyes gonna bleed.
Well, I found a model who I think these people are trying to look exactly like.
All right, lay it on us.
Here you go.
You know, you're right.
See?
You are
what the hell?
Right. You are absolutely right. But
And even in real life, it is not that pretty to me.
It's pretty because I think it's not pretty because we've been seeing it in Second Life, and it is unnerving to see in Second Life so much.
Yes, it really is.
But on her, because she's a model, if she was the only one walking around looking like that in any realm, it would be very pretty. She kind of has a Kate Moss-esque.
Yeah.
Who is she? Lauren?
I don't know.
Lauren Zwang, is that her?
Swanziger?
Yeah, is she a supermodel? Or is she just putting up her pictures?
I think she might be a model. I don't know if supermodel or not. I guess she is pretty. It's the whole vacant stare thing that kind of gets me.
Well, you know, that's what they're supposed to do with their model. That's called fierce.
That's not fierce. That's vacant. There's nothing there behind those eyes.
Oh, she's smiling with her eyes. There goes Ginger. Poor baby.
I hope she comes on.
It's poor Ginger. She's not gonna be.
I bet she is pissed off right now.
Yes, she's gonna go out. She hasn't answered yet. Poor baby. Oh. Okay. I'm all like trying to grab your mouth. Like, why is my mouth moving? This is still disconcerting. Okay. So. I have my favorite store, my new favorite store on the marketplace I cannot really go, of course, in a Second Life yet. Although Joe has sent me ways to underclock my card. I just haven't gotten to it, Joe. You are well loved, thanked, all that good stuff. Okay, let me give you my link real quick while it's paused.
Mm-hmm. I think I have it. It is paused, isn't it? I've got my Second Life all up in there. I'm like, my Snow White thing.
Yes, it's paused. You know, you could do your Snow White and just turn off all your names and stuff, and nobody would know.
I could, but I'm lazy.
Yes. Lovely. Go ahead and open it. They're up there.
Okay. Sharing it now. La Paris.
La Paris. Okay. Now, the shoes, I would want you to click on those first ones there, top left.
This one?
Yes. And let the drooling begin. Look at that. Click the zoom, because you got to get close. You got to get close to see this here business.
That's actually really pretty. I'm not fond of the whole sock thing, but...
I wasn't, but I pictured it with a nice plaid little pleated skirt, really short, and of course, I would love for it to be mesh, but mesh doesn't move because it wouldn't move right. Just this, and it shows a lot of legs, so it's just above the knee, and you got your little bulky sweater on that with the same colors.
I don't know.
I think that would work for me.
I don't know.
It'll be my
first. I'm still kind of iffy about that one.
And I back up. There's another one I want you to show you.
Okay.
There's another one.
Ooh, that's blinding.
That's hideous.
Yes. I don't like that at all.
There he is.
Are you kidding me?
Scroll down. It might be on page 2. That's the one I'm looking
for. Oh!
Okay. Okay, yeah, those are hot. I like those too, the black
ones. Yeah, okay.
Try the second page there for me and scroll down. There's ones that I love that are so gaudy because, you know, I love it when they're all gaudy.
What? I love gaudy. Why is that?
I do not know. I think it's just, it's gaudy and it gets attention. You know, I love those big old.
Are these
there they are.
These right here?
No. It's,
where?
It's pink ones down below.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Ballet slippers, bitches.
Oh, those are so ugly.
They're so gaudy. I love them.
They are so ugly.
They are. They don't look flexible. I'm sure they were meant to look flexible. They don't look flexible. They look uncomfortable and gaudy.
They are so ugly.
I love those shoes. And there's some other purple ones there. I saw. Go back, go back.
I'm going back.
I'm going to show them to you. Mm.
Those are kind of interesting to me. I don't know why.
Which one?
What the hell? The La Paris, the Fierce boots.
There was a purple pair that I thought that was cute, the dark purple. So I like this. If you look at the socks that they came with, see there's a buckle on the back kind of thing.
I like the texture.
Wait a minute. Look at the sock texture. That's,
yeah, the texture is awesome. It's just the style's kind of weird. I mean, that's definitely couture. That is something you would see on a runway. That is not something you'd see every day.
No.
Purple one, huh?
That was.
Is it this one?
It was a purple one like that. I don't know if I like that purple one there, though.
I don't like that at all, actually.
I don't like their skins at all. Notice how we're skating over the skins?
The skins are hideous.
Oh, look at how gaudy that top one is.
Oh, Jesus, look.
No,
I don't want to.
Yes, it's the Argyle. Oh, my God. I have to have them. I love it.
It's so ugly. I'm going to pull up one of these skins because I want to discuss them.
Yeah, you want to pull up that one because it looks like your friend there with the gap lips.
Yes, that's exactly what I want. Okay, there are so many things wrong with this picture. Number one, what year is that hair from?
God, that looks like 2007 kind of business.
Yeah, the earrings, they're not so bad. But then you get to the actual skin. Number one, if you're going to have platinum blonde hair, have lighter eyebrows than that. Number two, your eyes are ridiculous. I'm not talking about, the shape of the eyes is ridiculous, but I'm talking about the irises themselves.
Well, those are those new eyes, and that's what makes the other stuff look crazy outdated, is you have those new eyes, and the skin is not, it doesn't look as new and as rich and vibrant as the new skins look if you're going to do those eyes.
That's true. Maybe that's what's irking me about the eyes, is they're so updated, and then everything else is like, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what's irking me.
And she has on, the makeup she has on is also newer makeup. See the lips? The lips have the shine.
Yeah.
What
the fuck's wrong with her nose? It looks like, okay, this is going to sound so bad, but it looks like Michael Jackson's
nose. I knew you were going to say it.
It really does.
And with a really wide face, it's really not. It's not.
Really not attractive, people. Really not. Proportions. God.
Propulsion, bitch, is propulsion.
Okay.
Okay.
That was ridiculous. This is some really gaudy stuff. Gaudy.
I like the shoes all gaudy. You know, I love it.
I know you do, and I just don't understand why.
Look at the yellow ones with the blue.
So ugly.
I love it.
Okay. You got any more? Because...
No, but we're going to move to Pinterest because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Although I do see another one. I'm not going to subject you to my gaudy taste. And then, you know what's funny? When you see it on me, you'd be like, oh, that don't look bad. But, you know, that's me.
It's just because you could rock it. But other than that.
Because I wear some crazy shit. That's what it is.
You wear some crazy shit. It's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, Pinterest. Go ahead.
Okay, so my Pinterest geek-tacular. This is not even actually closed, but I saw it and I must have it. Simply to use the fact that I have to see what Kitten Natrix is going to do when I get them. And I must have. Wait a minute. You know what? That might not even be the right page, child.
I'll pull it up. Hold on.
Let me see. That might not be the. Let me pin it first.
Oh, that is so cute.
Is it the shakers?
Yes. Okay. Let me go ahead and share this. And you can talk about it. Shared. Go ahead.
That is adorable. If you are watching our feed, this is the Salt and Pepper Kitten Paw Shakers. So geeky. I would carry these in my purse just so I could pull them out and put salt and pepper on stuff. I would.
That is so cute.
Is that adorable?
That is so cute.
Okay. And too bad Ginger is not here for this next one because
would you go in the high register?
Yes, you're going to. So are you going to go into the higher register as soon as I share this? I want you. Yeah, Yeah. Go ahead. Take a look at that right there. And if you are not watching live and you're listening, you can go over and find these on our
Pinterest. That is
yeah.
Cute.
Is that not adorable?
Okay, sharing. Oh, that is awesome. That's really done well too.
Yeah, I wonder if it's permanent.
Yeah, that's permanent. That's a tattoo. I'm not sure about the location.
Yeah, that's painful.
You know, it's also very bad for business because, I mean, you'd have to wear your hair down all the time if you had
yes.
a job.
Oh, yes. Well,
okay, and this picture up here, I just want to point this out. That's pretty disturbing. C-3PO and Data making it out, that's disturbing.
Well, you know, you got to get your love where you can find it.
Get your groove on.
Get in where you fit in. Oh, my
right?
God. That is, oh, that was a bad analogy, wasn't it?
Okay, I have something to show on the same Star Wars theme. Hold on.
Uh-oh, work.
Work. Where did it go? Here it is. Okay, you ready?
I'll be ready. Arr.
Check it out. Oh.
Dude, stop that.
Okay. You see it?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to multitask too much.
Hold up.
Oh my God. You have to pin that so I can repin it. I don't even know what to say to that.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I have to create my own board. I'll do it later. Can I just go back?
Yes, you can. I am in shocked awe and silence. And on that note, we got 3 minutes, so we probably got one more.
Okay, let me go ahead and pause it. Okay, we have time for one more?
I think we have time for one more pin before we have to go.
This isn't really geeky, but it seemed very appropriate to me. Here we go.
That is geeky.
That is awesome, isn't it? And look at the guy. Isn't he hot? Look at this guy.
Whatever, I'm late anyway.
Yeah, that's totally me. Do whatever, I'm late anyway.
I am never late. I get up 4 hours early, and I'm still an hour late, no matter what. Oh, that is hot.
God. I know. I don't understand it.
Wait a minute. We might have time for yet another one.
Got one?
And again, this is going to be upsetting to Ginger because she is not here to see this lovely, fashionable thing I'm about to slide to the Snow White. Ginger, if you're listening later, check out the Pinterest and look for the steampunk item that I'm about to send.
Oh, she is going to flip out that she needs that. Let me see.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm even going to add it to her so she can see it.
Oh,
that's fucking
so
awesome,
cool.
Right?
That is, oh my God. That is the coolest shit ever.
Yes, is it not cool?
Oh my, dude, I am so hot for you right now. I don't even know who he is.
All the stuff he apparently makes.
I know.
I mean,
holy crap.
I wish that I was that talented. I can pull some shit together, but I can't do that.
Okay, I'm turning this off so we can close out the show. We got like 44 seconds. Okay, so that was about it. Tune in tomorrow to hear.
Nope. We're off tomorrow.
Oh, no, don't tune in tomorrow because you won't have anybody. Tune in on Thursday to hear Corey and Ginger. I forgot her name. Do the news. And then tune in on Thursday for our Rough and Raw show.
Rough, ready,
yeah.
And raw.
Rough, ready, and raw. Peace out, y'all. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. That's how we roll. Say goodnight, lady.
Good night, lady.
Hot. Catch yourself singing that at work and watch how your coworkers look at you.